Main Street to Wall Street, global business celebrity and former Fortune 100 C-suite executive Jeffrey Haislett takes you inside the good, the bad, and the ugly of businesses today. Saddle up. It's time for All Business with Jeffrey Haislett.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy, and today's guest is out to tell their stories. Jonathan Morris is the host of Self-Employed, a show that highlights unique businesses currently on Magnolia Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. Jonathan knows a little bit about entrepreneurship himself. He is the owner of a barbershop and a boutique hotel. We talk about that, located in Fort Worth, Texas. Jonathan, welcome to All Business with Jeffrey Haislett.
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Did you ever think that you were ever going to be a TV star, movie star, maybe someday? Maybe, who knows, right?
Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not, man. My dream growing up was to be an entrepreneur and to start my own businesses. And a couple years ago, I got a tap on the shoulder saying, "Hey, do you want to be on TV?" And I said, "Well, that could be fun." So here we are. Now we've got a whole television show about entrepreneurship life. But it's been great. Didn't see it coming, but it's been a really, really cool experience.
We're going to get into that content a little bit later, because you and I were talking about that right before the show, because content's king right now. Activation's queen. And of course, context is the kingdom, is what I like to say. But before we start talking about, I want to know about your business. Why a barbershop?
So I moved to Fort Worth, Texas in 2012. And when I moved here, I was looking for a barbershop. I was commuting to Dallas, which is about a 30-minute drive. And I was going to a barbershop there. One day, my barber that I was seeing raised his prices up pretty significantly. And I said, man, there's got to be a barbershop in Fort Worth where I live. And so I started looking around. I was working in the digital marketing space, right, for a small ad agency. And so my day-to-day world was helping brands essentially position themselves online. This is kind of still early social media days. And so day-to-day, that's what my world was. Meanwhile, I couldn't find a barbershop. And so started looking around, started asking people, you know, where do you go to the barbershop? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? And everybody that I talked to, Jeff, was just incredibly apathetic about their experience going to the barbershop here in Fort Worth. And at the same time, the city was growing rapidly. And I'm like, I cannot be the only person looking for a cool barbershop with a great vibe and a professional environment in the same way that I'm looking for that. And so decided, instead of waiting for it to appear, to just create that space in Fort Worth. And the community responded to the hypothesis that we needed something like that in Fort Worth. And it's been really, really cool to see it grow. And essentially what we wanted to do was marry the digital age to this old school trade, a barbershop. And so we were able to do that back in 2014. We opened up Fort Worth Barbershop, and we've been going and blowing since then.
It's a cool site. I can't wait to get down to Fort Worth and do it. I love the old school kind of barbershop vibe and feel. I know I love that in New York, and my barber there, David's Barbershop, right there on 28th Street. So if you get a shout out, I'll give it to David. But, you know, they only got four chairs there, but it's a great vibe, great community, good people. And isn't that what small businesses are all about? Is like the connect to the community and being your friend, your neighbor.
That's what I love, man. I love the way that small businesses, and particularly barbershops, have this way of creating community, right? It's a place where people can meet their neighbors, connect with their neighbors, and learn a little bit about what's going on in the city. And do it in an environment that is clean and comfortable, and really just kind of help you reset your week. That's what I was looking for in a barbershop. And so we hit the right place at the right time. And it's been a really great experience.
All right. So you were doing all this digital stuff, then you start a barbershop, which I don't think you knew a lot about other than you want to be a real good customer, right? But solving a need, which is what entrepreneurs do. And now a boutique hotel. So tell me the connection there.
Man, it's honestly the same thing, scratching my own itch, right? And so, you know, when I travel, when I go to different cities, I want to connect with that city in the most authentic way. I want to be where locals want to be, right? I want to be in a place that tells me something that's really true and authentic and genuine about where I'm at. And whenever I would travel to cities, whether it's New York or to the West Coast, the Portland, I would find these really, really cool boutique hotels. And that's what my wife and I, we just kind of gravitated towards. And when we would stay in these places and discover these cities, I just felt envious. Like, man, like when people come to the city that I love in Fort Worth, the city that I call home, I don't know that they're able to connect with the city in the same way. And so I want people to be able to discover the city in a new way. And a hotel is to me a really, really great way to not only connect with the community in much the same way that a barbershop allows you to do, but allows you to know where you are and see and get a good sense of where you are. And in our case, we wanted to do it through the eyes of locals.
So I want to ask you about big box, small box. I think a rubber, kind of what I'm going to call the rubber band effect. I'm going to come right back after this message and we'll talk about that.
Sure.
C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, we are back and we're talking about small businesses, everything from barbershops to boutique hotels. And of course, I'm talking to Jonathan Morris, the host of Self-Employed, a show that highlights unique businesses currently on the Magnolia Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. And right before the break, I was going to ask him about big box. And I'm sitting here listening to you, Jonathan. And one of the cool things that I hear is this sense of connection. And I think that we're kind of bouncing back like a rubber band. For years, we went big box. For years, we went franchise. For years, we went everything looking the same. The hotel rooms are the same. The carpets are the same. And now you're telling me a kind of a different vibe, a different story. Is that what we're seeing?
Absolutely. And you know, Jeff, I think that big box, that brand that, you know, in a lot of ways, kind of a plug and play cookie cutter environment is really ripe for a lot of customer base, right?
Yep.
A lot of people, when they travel from city to the city, they want to know what to expect and know exactly what that continental breakfast is going to look like in the morning.
Get the points. Sometimes the you points. Want the points,
the
you know?
Points. Exactly. Yeah. But when I looked around, you know, the city that I live in, I just did not see the lodging, the accommodation space that if I were a traveler coming to the city that I would want to connect with. And we had that big box, the big brand style of hotel existed. And I think that they're doing really, really well. But I just felt like there was a traveler that was coming to Fort Worth, Texas, that was just not being spoken to in a way that I think myself and a lot of locals want for people to be able to discover the city.
When I got my show on Bloomberg, I walked into it. When I did when I was a judge on Celebrity Apprentice, picked up the phone, so to speak. So how the hell did you get the call, the tap on the shoulder from Magnolia Network?
Man, it was, you know, I was going about my business, running my small business, my barbershop here in town. And at the time we had just started the developing plans for the hotel just a couple of years ago, back in, I guess this was 2019. And a good friend of mine, Red Sanders, he has a production company here in Fort Worth called Red Productions. And they do commercial work. They've done a few feature films. And he calls me one day and says, "Hey, just met with the folks down in Waco at Magnolia, you know, Chip and Joe from Fixer."
Yep.
I'm like, "Yeah, I know who they are." It's hard to miss them, right? He said, "You know, they're starting this new network and we've been pitching them some different show ideas." And so it started actually with the production company showing the Magnolia folks this video that I created about my barbershop. Visit Fort Worth, which is our convention and visitors bureau here in Fort Worth, had made this series of videos called Fort Worth Stories, where I just talked about, you know, what it means to be an entrepreneur and what this little barbershop was looking to do in the city. And so Chip and Joe and their folks down in Magnolia saw that, and they liked what we were doing here in Fort Worth. And that got the ball rolling on what ultimately ended up being this show, where I'm able to go around the country and hear the stories of other small business owners, their ups, their downs, the obstacles, and what it took for them to go from not just being an employee, but being self-employed and really building out their dreams.
We talked a little bit about content, but you know, the content got you the job. So what's it mean for small businesses right now? I keep telling everybody, I don't care if you're a dry cleaner, a big business, you should be in podcasting. You should be in something. You should be in podcasting. You should be doing content. That's the game right now, isn't it?
Man, you know, people love story. People love narrative. People love when they can connect their own identities, their own self, their own needs to other people's stories. And that's all that we're doing is helping tell stories that hopefully are digestible and people can grab a hold onto and be inspired by. And, you know, ultimately getting away from, you know, so much of, I feel like in the past, everything was marketing, where in sales, whereas now it's building brands, telling stories, so that people can identify with, you know, whatever that product, whatever that service is, in a human way.
So what's been the most impressive thing so far in the show about small businesses?
Man, I just walk away so inspired. I walk away inspired by all of these. So the thing that I love about the show is that we're not focusing on like any particular industry. Even the size of the businesses is varied. We have some folks that have been working for themselves for decades, whereas we have some that are brand new and found success just recently. But for me, the thing that I love is like every single one of these episodes, like I've walked away inspired. It's been like, you know, a lot of the times when we're talking to these entrepreneurs, we've had some really emotional moments. And I think that a lot of it is because for some of these entrepreneurs, none of these people, myself included, are actors. A lot of times it's the first time they've, you know, even been in front of a camera in a crew, right? But we end up just having these really authentic conversations. And, you know, we've had a lot of tears shed because I think for a lot of times, it's the first time that they've really dug into the why behind their business. And it can be an emotional time. That's been surprising. I didn't know there'd be as many tears in this season as there has been. But seeing the way these people have fought through adversity to chase down their dreams has been inspiring to me. And I get to come home and impart that inspiration into what I'm doing here in Fort Worth.
You know, I think that's what makes one good TV, good content, is when it's real, it's genuine. You know, I know when I've done my shows, I always invest myself in it. It sounds like you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just having these conversations and let the TV people edit them down and make them sexy, make them pretty. But we're just having real, raw conversations with people that are in it. They're in it, and a lot of sometimes up to their heads in it, but they've taken the leap of faith to jump out there and follow their hearts.
Well, listen, speaking about following my hearts, I need to follow my wallet. Let me take a quick break and I'll be right back after this message.
C-Suite Radio. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm talking with Jonathan Morris, the host of Self-Employed, a show that highlights unique businesses currently on the Magnolia Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. We're so great to have you here with us, Jonathan. Let me ask you a question. Is there a theme you see from the interviews?
That it ain't easy. Yeah. It ain't easy for anybody. You know,
if it was easy, everybody'd do it.
Everybody
right?
would do it. Yeah. Everybody yeah. would do it. One thing that I would say is a trend line that we're seen is every single person that we've talked to has run into people that have told them that their idea wouldn't work. They've hit roadblocks. And to a man and woman, every one of them has pushed through those. Naysayers, people that told them they couldn't do it. Everybody on this show has encountered a certain amount of risk in taking that leap of faith of going from being an employee to owning their own business. So that's been really cool to see. But some people are, you know, obviously more risk averse than others. But all these people that we're spending time with on the show have put the necks out there.
Yeah. You know, in every business, you see these captains of no, these champions of no, who tell you all the time, naysayers, opportunists, and obstructionists who get in the way. I call it running the gauntlet, which was my second book that I put out. So I know what that's like every day. You see that in corporate life. You see that in small business all the time, too. It's fun to watch some of the shows and see people who relive that and talk about it. What else can you learn from the small business owners that's been really good for you? That you wrote it down and said, oh, I'm never forgetting this.
Thing that I think is important, I hope a lot of people take from the show, is that everybody's not an entrepreneur, right? There is a lot of glory in highlights that we see entrepreneurs present. And it's not for everyone, you know. Yeah. If you've got a dream, you've got an idea, I say chase it down, go for it. But the thing about entrepreneurship is, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you can support entrepreneurs. You can support small businesses. You can support that mom and pop restaurant or that coffee shop or that barber shop that's in your city that I think ultimately, and I'm biased, but is the fabric of communities. And so I hope that, you know, one of the things that folks take from the show is, you know, even if you're not necessarily cut out, or you don't want the anxiety and all the risk associated with being an entrepreneur yourself, supporting entrepreneurs. And, you know, even just over this last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, as we've collectively been in this global pandemic that's affected all of our lives, I think that people are recognizing, maybe now more than ever, how important it is that we support small businesses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got two businesses that were really affected. I mean, you were a barber shop where they were shutting you down, and then hotels where no one was traveling, dude.
That was tough. You know, when we were building the hotel in the middle of construction, development continued, but it was very much just like, okay, once we open up, what is the world going to look like? Because when we started construction, the world looked very, very different. And then the barbershop, you know, we were closed for 2 months. And in those 2 months, I had to tell my team, hey guys, I don't know when I'm going to have a job for you. It was the toughest times.
It's hard, man. I mean, I didn't lose an employee during the pandemic. I kept everyone employed, didn't get the handouts, didn't get any of the stuff. And I just said, somebody asked me the other day, Jonathan, what was the big thing I learned over last year? What was I most proud of for our company? I said, the fact that we did that. And that's tough, man, isn't it?
It's tough. It was tough. Yeah. Man. And the thing about it was, you know, as we were all going through it, nobody had a playbook, right? Yeah. Nobody had a playbook on how to go about it, but trying our best to, you know, just take care of people as much as we can. Yeah. And that's where, you know, particularly with small businesses, we had to lean into each other like family during that time.
Well, and I tried my best. I know a lot of us did. It's to support the local guy. The big guys are going to make it. They're going to make it better without question. So I said, my wife and I, we're going to go to the local Brandon Steakhouse. We're going to order out from there every Friday. We're going to do those kind of things that we can do to make a difference. Hey, I understand. I know we only got a couple more minutes left, but I understand you're making playlists for your businesses. Are these playlists listed anywhere?
Oh, yeah. All my playlists are on Spotify. It's called Hotel Dry's Lobby Vibes. I'm a big music fan. I love all sorts of music. And so I love helping create environment in spaces. So whenever you come to Hotel Dry's in Fort Worth, Texas, and you hear the sound, just know that every single song has been hand selected and curated by myself.
Yeah, cool. Now, is there any country western in that thing?
We got a little bit, man. We got a little bit of country. We got a little bit of, you might hear some hip hop. You might hear some soul. You might hear some funk. You might hear a little country. You might hear some jazz. We got a little bit of everything.
Hey, what's the one thing you'd want to tell every entrepreneur if you had a chance to tell
them? Great question. I would tell an entrepreneur, if you have something that is burning in your heart and you cannot shake the itch of wanting to put that idea into the world, go for it. Go for it. Not because everything's going to be a home run, but we've got one life to live, and getting these dreams out of our hearts and out of our heads, I think is imperative. If you don't, no one else will.
Well said. Well said. The only other piece of advice I had, no matter how much time you think it will take to get successful or how much money, you will need more. You will need more, right? Am I right?
Amen. Amen. I am a living testament of that one.
every entrepreneur is a living testament of that. Hey, Jonathan Morris, thanks so much. Good luck with the season. We're going to see you season two.
I hope so.
Let's hope so. All right. My pleasure. Good to have you here. Thanks, you. We'll hopefully be able to talk to you again. I can't wait to tune in and watch you. I'm going to binge watch again. I got to do binge that.
It. Knock it out. Knock it all out.
That's right. All right, Jonathan. Thanks so much for joining us right here on All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett. Hey, at the end of every show, I like to talk about what I learned for the week. And I got to tell you again, it's content. I don't care whether you're a dry cleaner or a big box store or whatever it might be, a big multinational, you need to be out there producing content because your advertising isn't getting seen like it used to. And the best way to do that is by producing more content. And of course, attract advertisers, may make some money on it. Anyway, that's what I learned. And then, you know, Jonathan said that, look, he got started by doing content, got his own TV show, which you got to imagine that's good for his business, or in this case, businesses. And that's what we learned right here on All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett, right here on C-Suite Radio. Don't forget, tell your friends.
You're listening to All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett, brought to you by C-Suite Radio, a podcast network featuring today's top business experts and is part of the C-Suite Network, the world's most trusted network of C-Suite executives. Find this and other business podcasts on c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.